Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Harmonia's Great Musicians series continues this week with an in-depth look at Bartold Kauchen, one of the pioneers in Baroque flute performance. We'll listen to some of his recordings covering C.P.E. Bach and Claude Debussy, as well as a live performance from an Indianapolis Baroque Orchestra concert under his direction. We'll also hear him talk about how he came around to adding the word conductor to his long list of titles.
Thank you.
Music of C.P.E. Bach from a new release of his complete sonatas for flute and basso continuo, performed by flutist Bartold Kauken with Ewald de Meyer at the harpsichord. The name Kauken in the world of early music evokes, among many things, a triptych with each of three panels depicting a fine musician holding an instrument. We see a violinist named Sigiswald, then the gambist Wieland, and last, but certainly not least, Bartold, a flutist, teacher, and subject of this week's program. The youngest of the three musicians from a large Belgian family, Bart, as he's called by those who know him, is arguably the most prominent and well-respected historical flutist of his generation. Recently, he was in our studios to talk about his latest recording of C.P.E. Bach's complete sonatas for flute and basso continuo with fellow Belgian and early keyboardist Ewald de Meyer.
That was a project I had since a long time. I wanted to record all of C.P.E. Bach's sonatas with basso continuo. I had done the same maybe 10 years ago or more, the sonatas with obbligato harpsichord. And at some moment, apparently nobody was interested in having that in their catalog, which was fine. I mean, that's a reality for us also. If we want to do something but no producer thinks that's a good idea, wait. The project won't run away. And so then a couple of years ago we decided that we would do it this time. And I'm very happy I did it with a young Belgian harpsichordist, Ewald de Meyer, who is an excellent player and a very good continuo player as well. And I found it a good project, yeah, because I love Karel Philipp Emanuel Bach, and you see through these sonatas his evolution from a gifted young musician, not yet entirely sure of the form he wants to write in, a bit experimental still and a bit unfocused. And you see him grow towards all the maturity of a composer who knows very well what he wants and who does it. And who dares to do things, who dares to be new or unpredictable. So that altogether was a very enjoyable experience indeed. I was glad also that for two of the sonatas we could use a very beautiful fortepiano, copy of a Silbermann, which was the kind of instrument Frederick the Great owned, and Philipp Emanuel Bach must have played as well, which adds some color to the recording, but also was a good experience for me to see how that works in continuo, how that works together with the flute, because basically I always want, when I make a recording, I always want to learn something. I really do not feel like making a jar of jam. I want to profit of something.
Music of C.P.E. Bach, his sonata in G major, performed by Bart Kauchen, flute, and Ewald de Meyer, fortepiano.
Thank you. Thank you.
We heard flutist Bart Kauchen and fortepianist Ewald de Meyer performing C.P.E. Bach's Sonata in G Major. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to recordings with historical flutist Bart Kauchen. For those of you familiar with the musical Brothers Kauchen, it might come as a surprise to find out that there is now a younger generation of family members. In the year 2000, the three were joined by violinist Veronica, violist Sarah, and pianist Pete in a recording of Claude Debussy's chamber music. Not intended as an expression of historical performance, the musicians nevertheless did play on instruments from Debussy's day. We'll hear Bartold Kauchen give some background to the project.
He's a marvelous composer, and he's one of those composers I would love to listen to when I put on a record at home. It would be rather Debussy than many, many other composers. Very sensitive and clear at the same time, not a kind of misty, vague thing. And at some point we had been asked to record all of Debussy's chamber music with as many members of the family as possible. That second half I found the wrong choice, because that's no argument. Whether we happen to have the same name, Kuiken, or not, it's not because we have that name we are good musicians. So that was a kind of commercial argument I did not like in the project. I think we should, play with people we want to play with. Though we were very lucky that the younger generation Kuikens who played are very good musicians. But somehow I don't like that kind of publicity around it. It's not a good idea. Not about music. But they played very well, and we had great fun doing it. So we recorded the cello sonata with Wieland and his son, Pete, who incidentally studied 1 year here in Bloomington with Merchim Pressler. And then the violin sonata with Sigiswald and Pete, the string quartet with Wieland and Sigiswald and two daughters of Sigiswald. And then the trio for harp, viola and flute. There was no harpist in the family, so we had to rent one. And then finally I did this little solo piece, Syrinx, for flute solo. And I must say, we all had kind of forgotten how one plays this music. And that was ages ago since we had played this. We did not try to put ourselves in a certain current of ideas. This is how one plays Debussy. Not even against. Just we approach this music more or less as we would approach any unknown, anonymous piece you would find in a library. You would open and you would say, wow, this is a fantastic piece of music. Let's play it. Let's read the score. Let's look at the score. Let's find out what it is all about. And I must say it was a very, very refreshing experience for me.
Music of Claude Debussy. We'll hear his Syrinx for solo flute, performed by Bart Kauchen. After that, his brother Sigiswald and nephew Pete perform the first movement of the same composer's sonata for violin and piano.
Thank you.
We heard music of Claude Debussy. The first movement of his sonata for violin and piano was preceded by Syrinx for solo flute. The performers were all members of the musical Kauken family. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back to Harmonia. This week, we're listening to Belgian musician Bart Kauken. Flutist and pedagogue aren't the only titles that Bartold Kauken has preceding his name. Conductor is also a facet of his musicianship, which he's practiced for over two decades, having conducted numerous ensembles in a variety of orchestral and choral repertoire. Most recently, Bartold Kauken was appointed artistic director of the Indianapolis Baroque Orchestra.
Well, the first time I was just asked because somebody could not do it, was ill or thought it's too risky or something like that. So I remember it was way back in the 80s, a wind group with friends of mine in Belgium were doing Mozart's Grand Partita and the Octet, and they thought it would be wiser to have a conductor for that instead of doing it without conductor. So at the very last moment they asked me, said, well, why not? So that was the first experience, and that was very nice, because in fact it is the same thing, whether you play or conduct, it does not make a big difference. You are busy with music, you have an idea how you want this music to sound, and you are trying to get exactly that out of either your instrument or with the collaboration of all the musicians who are there. So the thing which is really important is knowing exactly what you want to do, and then seeing how far you can get in that direction. Because you do not play with an instrument which is kind of neutral, but you play with living people. And they, of course, have their input, so you find a common way of handling things. But when you're asked to direct something or to conduct something, yeah, you must know what you want.
We'll hear the Indianapolis Baroque Orchestra under the direction of Bart Kauken in a live performance of a movement from C.P.E. Bach's Symphony in C minor. After that, we'll hear the first two movements of Telemann's Concerto for Two Flutes, Cello, Strings, and Continuo in B minor, with soloists Bart Kauken, Barbara Kalauer, and Joanna Blendolf. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music of Telemann, and before that C.P.E. Bach. Bart Kauken conducted the Indianapolis Baroque Orchestra in a live performance from last season. On Harmonia this week, we're getting acquainted with Belgian historical flutist Bart Kauken. We've heard quite a bit of C.P.E. Bach on the program, so now let's turn to the father, Johann Sebastian, a particular favorite of Bartold Kauken's, so much that he has twice recorded the composer's complete sonatas for flute. We'll hear the final two movements of J.S. Bach's Sonata in E minor for flute and continuo from the most recent of his recordings. Bartold Kauken is accompanied by harpsichordist Ewald de Meyer. Thank you. Music of Johann Sebastian Bach, the latter two movements of his Sonata in E minor, performed by Bartold Kauchen and Ewald de Meyer. Our new release of the week features the well-known viol consort Fretwork in their latest installment of the works of John Jenkins. These five-part consorts are recorded on the AVI label. Here's Jenkins' Pavin in G. A Pavin in G by John Jenkins was performed by Fretwork from a recent release on the Avi label. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information about Harmonia can be found on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini quiz, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.